Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navy Wife Radio. You're listening to Wendy and Marie. We're here live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern or on demand at NavyWifeTalkRadio.com. Tonight, we're taking your calls live as we welcome a special guest. Laugh, learn, and relate with us. It's the Subwives on Navy Wife Radio.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, SubmarineWife.com.
Hello, everybody, and you're listening to Wendy Emery on Navy Wife Radio, brought to you by SubmarineWife.com. Today is July 17th, 2007, and on our show today is being sponsored by AskTheChief.com, helping sailors by answering their questions since 2002. Head on over to AskTheChief.com and ask your Navy question today. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Marie.
I'm back.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're back. Yay. If I had applause, I would play them.
You know, I think someday we'll actually be talented enough and be able to multitask enough that we will have sound effects. And I'm just impressed with the music. You did that. Great job.
Hey, doesn't that sound like professional?
That sounds like we have a radio show.
Well, that was, you know, Pat from Hey Shipwreck.
Yeah. Hi, Pat. Thank you, Pat, for our promo. He's awesome. He's done some promos for us, and we hope that he'll continue to do promos as he becomes rich and famous.
Yes. Yes, so, rich and famous. He'll be here at the end of the month.
Which is very soon.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so what is on the show today? Who is on our show today? I should say not what.
Well, we have a lot going on. I just want to welcome everyone who's listening to us live. On today's show, we're gonna announce, we have two big, huge announcements for upcoming guests next week. We have two shows next week. Normally, we only have one, but we're going to have two next week, and so stay tuned for that. We're going to talk a little bit about Army Wives, which airs on Sunday nights on Lifetime at 10 p.m. Eastern, and then our big, I call them celebrity guests because they really are celebrities.
Absolutely.
In the world. Holly Scherer and Kathy Hightower are here and will be with us just shortly. They're the authors of Help, I'm a Military Spouse, I Get a Life Too. And they put on seminars around the country and overseas called Follow Your Dreams While You Follow the Military. And then if we have time, we have some more. We're going to talk about your trip to Disney, hopefully, if we have a little time at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. There'll be lots of time for talk of vacations talk. I think I have some stories, you know, to last me a lifetime.
So I'm excited to hear a little bit more about that from you. So that's what we have going on. Do you want to do the
OPSIC? Very good. Yeah, I can do the OPSIC stuff and our Yahoo. First of all, if you want to contact us during the show, our Yahoo is open, and the Yahoo ID is Navy Wife Radio, all one word. So if you don't have Yahoo, you can go on, open it up for free, and just put in Navy Wife Radio, and we will add you, and you can send us questions during the show or just comments. We always love comments. And we just ask that you, or we can call. Are we having call-ins tonight, too?
Yeah, we are. We are going to try it.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and say the phone number, I guess, a couple of times during the show. The phone number is 1-646-652-4629. And in just 1 second, I'll make sure to put that on our Yahoo. So when you log on to Yahoo, the phone number will be up there next to Navy Wife Radio. I'll put that on here in just a second. And then let's see, OPSEC. This is for when you are sending us a message via, you know, MySpace, via Yahoo, or calling in, or commenting or leaving messages on submarinewife.com. We ask that you follow OPSEC. So OPSEC is no discussion of boat movement, dates, boat names, port calls, destinations, mail drops, homecomings, people's names in conjunction with the boat, no spreading rumors, no causing hate and discontent. In regards to OPSEC, our posts not always be in present time. Example, if we're writing about a deployment, does not mean our husband is deployed, and if we're writing about a current situation such as dry dock, shift work, refit, we will wait to post these. We never write about the boat's current condition or status, and that is to keep our husbands and everyone else's husband and spouse safe. So that's it. So I'm going to change our logon right now on Yahoo so that everybody can have the phone number again on there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And are you on Navy Wife Radio?
I was.
Okay.
And now it's gone.
I saw it go off. That's why I said, well.
It did. So I'll just log back on right now.
So we're on Yahoo and AOL, too.
Yes. So Wendy's got AOL open, and that also is Navy Wife Radio. So if you want to go ahead then and – you want to talk about your week a little bit? Do we have
We have a few minutes.
Go ahead while I do the Yahoo.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, I had a quick story to tell you about. All right. So I went to the exchange like 2 days ago, and I bought a bathroom rug and for Christian's bathroom. Okay?
Fine. Okay.
This is just kind of a silly, quirky thing. So I come home with it, and I go to put it in the – I bring all my bags into my bedroom, and then I go into our area where the bathroom is, and I look down, and there's this rug, and it's exactly like the one I just bought. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've bought the same rug twice. So then I go and I take the rug up to Christian and I say, Christian, go get the rug that's in your bathroom and throw it out. This is the new one. So he comes back down and he hands me a rug that looks exactly like the one I just gave him. And I said, no, you misunderstood what I was saying. So the end of the story is, you can see where I'm headed. I have bought the same bathroom rug 3 times and did not recognize that it was the same rug. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm the one that needed to go to Disney last week.
And you know what? I had a wonderful vacation at Disney, but I just think that if you are, you know, like us, that Disney is just not the place where we go for vacation when you have children. You know, Disney, well, it's not a vacation as much for us as it is for the kids. Because,
oh, yeah.
you know.
It's more magical for them.
Oh, well, not only more magical, but it is just, you know, it's work still. I mean, you're constantly moving. You're still the walking ATM machine. You're the walking nurse. You're the luggage carrier. So I have to say that Nick, the husband, he did most of it. But it's a job. So I had a great time with them. We learned one very, very, very valuable lesson, and that is if you're going to theme parks back-to-back, have a day of rest in between. Do not go, you know, to Disney one day, to Animal Kingdom the next day, and then Epcot the day after that, all back-to-back, and stay up to watch the midnight fireworks. Don't do that. But we had to because, of course, the husband's leave was limited, and we had last-minute plans, and we couldn't get reservations longer, the whole thing. But anyway, that's the lesson we learned, is that next time we will not go back-to-back because we are exhausted.
You need a pool day in between.
Yes, absolutely. So we actually skipped out on some of the mornings and just stayed in the pool because we just couldn't physically handle getting up like that over and over again and keep going. So it was exhausting, but we had a blast. Zachary turned 9 while we were at Disney.
Oh, my goodness.
My oldest is officially 9 years old, his last single digit.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, my trouble was when Christian turned 8.
Yeah, I'm having 8 wasn't a problem. 9, it just doesn't sound good. It makes me a little nauseous. I don't like it.
Well,
Well,
Christian just turned 11, so talk to me when he goes into double digits. Yeah, I think you do start to feel a little
you do.
Bit.
So we did that for. So Zach's big thing was, of course, his birthday, and Michaela's big thing was she is 5 and got to meet the princesses, you know, in person. And, of course, she believes that those are the real thing.
Well, she's the perfect age for that.
Oh, my, talk about magical. She walked in and got to meet. And I have to say that Disney does do a great job with their casting because these girls were amazing, incredible actresses, actually, you know, really knew the characters that they were pretending to be. And my daughter walked up, and she got to sit with them, hold, you know, hug them, touch them, you know, have a whole conversation, an actual moment with each of them. And
I can't wait to see the pictures. Are you going to post a picture online?
Oh, my gosh. I'll post some pictures on our site, too. I'll put the magical Disney pictures, a couple of, you know, each one. But I have to say that her face, and when we walked, she was in shock. And when we walked out, she goes, this was the best day of my life. And I was like, it was. And she goes, I can't believe it. And her face, and she said just like that. And I have to say, I teared up watching her with the princesses just because she believed in it, and it was so magical watching her little face.
That's cool that you had a moment like that.
Oh my gosh.
I was talking to you about that.
No, because we, you know.
And you're like, but.
Yeah, so everybody.
Whenever that happens, it's really, really awesome.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk more about it later, because even, you know, I haven't even gotten to talk to Wendy about vacation yet. I just got back, so.
Well, we missed you last week, but welcome back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and we'll have to talk about that later, too, that I had food poisoning before we went on vacation. So I was miserably sick, actually, the night that you did your show. I was not okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So we'll just talk about all that later.
You know, we've got our two, you know, celebrity male spouses on the line. I think I see both their numbers. So I want to go ahead and bring them on the line. We're so excited to have them. And it's Holly Shearer and Kathy Hightower, and they should both be coming up on the line. Can you both hear me?
I can hear you. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
And this is Kathy.
Well, hi, Holly. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having us. You know, Marie, I have two children as well, and mine are now 10, and I think the greatest joy as a parent is to see your child happy.
Oh, my gosh, it was.
I can't explain that joy, so I understand completely what you felt when you got to go to Disney and see that joyful smile.
Oh, you know, it was. It was just, I mean, I just lived through her for that moment. I mean, the magic of her just really, truly believing. I mean, I did. I teared up, and I was just holding it all in, and all these other parents were looking at me like I'm crazy, but I was just so happy for her that she got to have that moment, and she's been, that's all she's talked about.
That's great.
Well, and she has her signatures, and oh, gosh. So there'll be a lot of framed things up on her wall because of this. So she's loving every minute of it.
Great.
Great memories.
Well, we're so excited to have you guys on the show. And if you could just each take a minute and just, you know, tell everyone a little bit more about yourselves. I mean, we've, you know, said you've written the book, you know, Help, I'm a Military Spouse, I Get a Life Too, and your seminars, but there's so much. I told Marie, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. There's so much. It would take like 15 minutes saying everything that they do. I'm sure you could do a lot better than I could. So share with everyone a little bit about yourself.
I'm Holly. I'm a military spouse for a really long time, and I have two young children, but I'm just like everybody else. I'm a military spouse who's lived this life, and I complained a lot in the beginning trying to figure it all out, but that's what Kathy and I can share with you today of how we figured it out for us individually. We certainly don't have all the answers at all, but how we figured it out for ourselves and then what we've done for that. But I've really enjoyed this lifestyle and have come to love my military spouse friends and the sisterhood that comes with that, and I have been looking forward to meeting even more people. So that's me. Just like you, I live now very close to Wendy, so I've got a chance to meet Wendy and Christian, and so that's been fun for me. And we live here in the Mid-South, they call it.
The Mid-South.
In the Mid-South, where it's lots of humidity right now. And my husband was in the Army, and so that was my life, was an Army spouse.
And I'm also a military spouse of many years. We hate to even say how many. It seems impossible.
I like how you just said many. I think that's very
many,
fitting.
Many, many years. And I live in the Pacific Northwest, so it's not hot and humid here.
Ooh, can we come to visit you?
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I keep telling my friends that I'm actually still in fleece and flannels most of the year. And that's,
wow.
I know that's hard to imagine for most of you.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
It's true. And besides being military spouses, we have been doing workshops for many years, actually since 1993 and all over. We're fortunate enough to travel quite a bit in Europe doing them and then Japan with the Marine Corps. And we've written for the military spouse world for also a long time. We've been doing a Married to the Military column in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps Times newspaper for 4 years now as of this June, mm-hmm. which just...
That's
also
amazing.
Boggled
yeah,
our
is.
Mind as well, and we did a column for 2 years for Military Spouse magazine and 3 years for Military Money magazine, still ongoing, including some other ones like Thinkhouse and Military.com. And so we have been writing for a long time, and we've talked about writing this book for many, many years, and we finally did publish it. When was that, Holly? Almost two
the
years ago, the first edition.
It was in 2005, and unlike Sarah Smiley, who said that she did hers in like was really quick, Kathy and I talked about the book for at least 10 years, but we finally wrote it. It was in 2005 is when the first edition came out.
And finally what happened is our husbands both said, if you talk about it anymore and don't do it, we don't want to hear it.
that sounds really familiar, Wendy.
So we finally just broke down and did it, and we went the route of print on demand, and then we're fortunate enough to get it picked up by a publisher for the second edition, which was a total rewrite, actually, in many ways. So
really?
We feel like we've written two books because we did revamp it quite a bit, add a lot of new things. And
well, that's important to know because
yeah,
I know a lot of people thought it was maybe just, just kind of a re-relief. So it's actually got a lot of new stuff in it, so that if people have the first book, they should go get the second.
Yeah, we did. We changed the order quite a bit so that it flows better, we think.
Okay.
Our editor thought so, too. And then we added a number of chapters. For one, as an example, we had at least more than one person, but one young woman that really came to mind. I was doing a book reading in the Fort Lewis area, and she stood up and said, when I asked her questions, she stood up and said, "So how do you make friends when you're moving with the military, other than knocking on doors and looking weird?" And we both thought, you know, we didn't know how to do that for the first many. I'm an introvert by nature. And so, you know, stepping out to make friends, you learn how to do that over time, but it's not automatic. So
absolutely.
We added a whole chapter, interviewed lots of spouses to say, you know, how do you make friends? And, you know, where did your best friends come from and all this? And so we added a chapter on that. We really beefed up the relationship portion of it and added a lot of new stories. Or not new stories, but new stories to the book and new resources, because quite a few new resources obviously have come out in the last couple of years. And of course, they keep coming out, so now we need to get our website updated with new resources. So.
And when we first wrote the book, it was in 2005 when the war, I think many of us were thinking, it's not going to last much longer, surely. And then as 2007, as the second edition came out, we realized that this is long-term. This is more than just, you know, coming home now and what changes. So there was changes in the way we approached the workshops and how we approached the resources. So and so many wonderful resources have come out. If anything, you know, if you could think of anything good about the war, there have been a number of good resources that have come out for families. And so we wanted to share a number of those things in the book, too. So that's what's new in the book.
Well, what I think is a great thing about your book is that it combines both of those things, your resources and the stories and the perspective of other women. I really enjoyed that, you know, when you quote a certain woman's story or her thoughts on, you know, making friends or, you know, looking for a job or, you know, fill in the blank. It's just, this book to me speaks to whatever stage you are in the military life. Whether you're, you know, brand new or you've been in 10 or 15 years in this, a quote, you know, been there, done that
mm-hmm.
kind of wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
think
like
it's any kind of, any stage you're at. It fits where you're at.
Well, the one thing we didn't mention, what the book is about. The book is, it's about happiness research of what's out there. So it's really for anybody. And, of course, the happiness research has been out for thousands of years, of course. But in the last 10 years, the American Psychological Society has spent a lot of effort and a lot of research on no longer looking at really what makes people unhappy and then treating depression and things. What makes people happy, and is there a way to teach others and how to go about that? So what we did is, Kathy and I, as we were looking into that research, and there's over 2,400 doctoral dissertations just on the topic of happiness who have done that. So we just dove into the research on what makes people happy in life. And then we looked at each other and said, well, you know, that might work for normal people. You hear it on Oprah or whatever. But okay, you add in that you got to move all the time. And you add in that your spouse is gone and to dangerous locations. You add in all the challenges that come with this lifestyle. Then how do you do it? So that's when we said, let's take the research and then go and interview hundreds, and now it's been thousands of military spouses, and said, how do you make this life work for you? And there were five main keys that continuously show up, and those five keys out of the research, and then when we ask military spouses, it is those five keys that are consistent, even to the point where when people are handling very difficult challenges, you know, loss of a loved one and things that you and I would think, oh, the most devastating things. Those five keys are still there. So this book is based on the five keys of happiness from the research and from hundreds of interviews with military spouses. How do you make this life work? Not only just for you as a person, you as a unique individual. So we don't have all the answers, but what we do is we try to provide the resources and the processes of how to make it so you can work out those answers for yourself.
You know, and that's one thing that we really, really stress is, you know, for a very long time, there was sort of this mindset that there was one way to go about being a military spouse. You know, there was this myth, this this image.
Stereotype.
You know, the stereotype of a certain kind of person and certain, you know, you did certain things. And it's just so wrong because we are so, all so different. We have the military life in common, but we are all so different and unique. And so our whole goal is to just provide the resources, the concepts, the processes, the exercises for individuals to take those and then figure out for themselves and their own, you know, in their own current situation, how to make this life work for them as an individual. And that changes. We're still in process.
Absolutely.
We'll be in process until, you know, as long as we're alive, we're in process. And that's why, you know, I had somebody say to me the other day, well, how do you guys have the answers? I went, no, we don't have the answers. We just have a way of figuring it out for yourself. And that's, we're trying to save people learning things the hard way that we did early on, you know, and
absolutely,
and not tapping into things earlier than that are available. So that's sort of where we are.
Well, I think that's important how you worded that, how you said you're learning from instead of comparing, because so many people compare each other, and that's where they get into that stereotype and that mold, where so many women feel like they have to fit into that mold. And we are all different, and we handle things different ways. We all handle stress differently, emotions differently, deployments differently, everything that we have to deal with, we're going to handle in different ways. And so many girls, I know young wives, I've seen them come in, and they see the way I handle something or someone else that's been there, done that, handle something, and they try to mimic that. And that might not be what's best for them. And so I love how you say you give them the tools without putting them in that mold or stereotype.
Yeah. Do the as-is thing, Kathy, when you beat yourself up.
Well, this is how we see it, and it's really very true the way we've done this for years, is we all compare ourselves to other people, but we don't just compare ourselves to one other person because, you know, that would actually maybe be realistic, but we don't do that. We do things like this. We look at one woman, we say, oh, she's got her whole career figured out. She knows what she wants. She's going forward. I can't
mm-hmm.
even find a job here.
Right.
And we look
right.
at somebody else, and we say, oh, she's the best mom. She does all these creative, fun things with her kids, and I don't even have time, you know, to do barely get their homework done with them, and then you beat yourself up. And then you look at somebody else, and you say, oh, she's in such great shape. She works out with weight. She does yoga. I don't do any exercise at all. You know, we just do this, and we look at somebody else has a perfect house, and then we wonder why we, you know, feel a little bit lesser than and also a little overwhelmed with life. So I realized when I started looking at this that that's how I'd live my life, comparing myself to other people and also trying to live up to all these shoulds that we get thrown in life from our parents, from our friends, from our peers. And when you do all that, what happened for me was when I came to the realization one day that I had created a persona, a person that I didn't even like. And it wasn't me. It was this person I thought I had to be. And so I have this philosophy of life that I call as is, and I wear a pin that says as is, and I wear it proudly. And, you know, most women especially will look at the pin and immediately say, oh, cool concept, I love that, you know, because I get the idea of faults
mm-hmm.
and all. You take it is, you know. But sometimes I have people look at me and say, so who's ACES? Because the words are a little bit merged together on this pin.
Well, I would wear that pin proudly, too. So if you have any extras, you're welcome to send me
yes.
one. I'd be happy to wear it. We could support your movement. I completely agree.
And, you know, here's the line I finally have given to people, because they would say, who's Isis? And I'd go through this long convoluted. Now I just say, oh, Isis, the Egyptian goddess of reality, and I'm one of her disciples. I believe in her philosophy, and I'm trying to spread it, you know, because we just need to all get there, that we're all individuals. And we can learn from each other, for sure, but we don't have to be. And in fact, I read this great thing the other day. This woman said, I think it was Jennifer Loudon said, if we can give up trying to live somebody else's life, we're going to give up some of our biggest stressors and energy robbers when we're always trying to be somebody else that we're not.
Well, it's just exhausting, and nobody can keep up with it. It's just like, you know, a constant a hamster wheel. You're not getting anywhere by it. You know, you're just exhausting yourself, and I just love, though, that that's what you're preaching, is that, you know, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And the as is, that I think that's great, or as is, whatever they want to call it. I think that's great.
So, yeah. So that's sort of what we're about, and we spend a lot of time, we get a lot of emails and calls one-on-one. We spend a lot of time after our workshop talking to individuals, and we finally wrote the books because we get asked to do a lot of workshops that we either can't do just logistically wise or financially wise, and so we figured this was one way to at least get the information out to a wider audience.
Well, that's how we met. I mean, I met you guys at the Military Spouse Conference back in May. Gosh, it's already been a couple months.
San Diego, yeah.
And you guys were such big hits, and I Marie probably thinks I'm some sort of stalker because ever since then I've been talking about you to her and saying, we have to talk to them. You're going to love their message, and we need to let as many people as we can know that you two, you know, what you do, what you're about. And that conference, I mean, there was so much good feedback that I heard from women that went to your workshop. And that workshop, you know, I just loved the name. It was like Follow Your Dreams While You Follow the Military.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. I just love that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I listened in on a couple of your archived interviews.
Uh-huh.
And you all are about what we're about, because I heard you say that you're about inspiring military wives.
Absolutely.
To use your life to do what you love, and that's what we're all about, too.
And that's why we invited you on the show. We like you guys. No, absolutely. That's really what we are, and that's what we've also believed in the exact same philosophy. So when we found you and Wendy met you, she wasn't stalking, even though I joked that that's how she met me. You know, she thought, you know, that I was on the field, and she thought I was on her boat, or part of her command. But no, she's not a stalker. But no, we feel very passionately about the same thing. So it's great when you meet other people, especially in this lifestyle, that share that, because I really feel that there are so many of us, but those voices aren't always heard. You always hear the negative. You never hear the good.
Yeah.
So that's what we were trying to do. And so when she told me all about you, you know, I ran onto your site and I looked at everything, and I told her, I said, they're just like us. I said, this is great. So, of course, we wanted to have you on because, I mean, that's what we're all about, is inspiring wives to be able to do what they love and remember that they're a person, too. You know,
right.
Don't go up to a woman and directly start talking about your husband. Ask her what she's about, what she does, what are her hobbies, what's her life about, and talk to each other. And not always bring, you know, of course the military is part of our life. That's just kind of a given.
Yeah.
So find out more. So that's what we always say.
Here's another thing that the thing that we really worry about is how many spouses we talk to say, well, you know, I've given up my dreams. I'm waiting until he retires, or I'm waiting until we move to a certain location.
That breaks my heart.
And that's where we really want to get people looking at. In fact, I heard Sarah Smiley say it, I think, in the interview with you all, where she said, you know, you have to do something for yourself. And it is really crucial in this lifestyle that you have an interest that is all your own. And it's important for a number of reasons. One is that, and it's been shown, that your sense of self, your self-esteem is impacted by that.
Absolutely. How could it not be?
Exactly. And so that's crucial. And in times of deployments and wartime, that interest can help you with your sanity, because there's all this research that shows when you're totally immersed in doing something, you know, you're doing something that the time just sort of flies, you don't even realize the time's flying, it's called flow. And it's at that time that you're most in your most creative mode.
Oh, then Wendy and I must have a lot of flow.
Yeah.
we lose time.
It helps your stress level, because for at least a short amount of time, if you're dealing with a deployment, you can go, I mean, we've had women say, you know, I could actually go for an hour without thinking about Iraq. And that's you have to have that, or else you couldn't manage for 5 months, 12 months, 18 months dealing with a deployment. And then it's also, it helps because every time you move someplace, you have an immediate way to connect with other like-minded people. It's so much easier. Like for me, I'm a writer and a speaker, and I can immediately connect with writers groups, or I can immediately connect with the Speakers Association, and it's a very easy connection to make, you know, within the military and outside the military, and I think both of those are important.
May I make a point there, and also that when you have something for yourself, this is not just business, or this is that you are a weaver or you like to play the harp. It's having something that you love doing and having that and nurturing that. And it could be just playing a musical instrument, not just, it could be playing a musical instrument, and that connects you with the next location that you go to and connects you with other people, like-minded people as well. And so it's not just work. Some people keep thinking when we say follow your dreams while you follow the military, and many of them are saying, well, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, which, you know, I always say, well, so am I.
Well, that's a job.
Yeah, that's a job
in
itself,
job.
Sweetie.
It's
but it's
job.
Having something for yourself, and how do I be the best mom that I can be, and making sure that's my dream, and how do I do that? And so it's not just work environment.
And it's also not that it has to be one thing that's always the same thing. For a lot, one of the advantages of this military life is that you get the opportunity, sometimes a forced opportunity, to try different things that you might never have tried anywhere else because it wasn't available where you used to live. You know, I can say quite clearly that some of my biggest loves in life now, if I had stayed in Northern Virginia, where I went to high school, I probably would never have discovered. I am an avid kayaker and an avid hiker. And I was this big chicken in high school. I didn't do anything athletic. So my friends are in shock. You know, they're like, you kayak, you know. But we moved to the Northwest for a while with the military, and I got to try it, and I fell in love with it. And I have friends who've, you know, dove into horseback riding someplace because it was available, and others who, you know, dove into studying Southwestern art because of where they were located. And so it's you know, it's not like it has to be one thing that's it for the rest of your life. Sometimes you try things and you don't like them. It's like, okay, I'm ready for my next one. You know. One other thing I was going to say, though, that really has come up in talking to spouses all over the place. Another reason it's important to have something for yourself is the personal growth that comes out of that. Because usually, if you're really passionate about something, you step outside your comfort zone into doing whatever it is. And we have so many examples and stories, ourselves included, of, you know, stepping past what we were comfortable doing because we saw a need and we, you know, wanted to do something about it. And it forced us into taking on speaking things that we might never have done otherwise. Another friend, I mean, everyone we've interviewed are friends now, so I just say that, you know. And Susan Augustine's a military spouse. I always think of her because she said she's like me, an introvert, and she got this idea. She'd run into these Huggy Miss You dolls, which are the dolls. They're sort of stuffed, and they have a plastic sleeve for a face, and you can put a photo in it so that little kids have something to hang on to with their dad's photo or the mom's
photo. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and she started out doing the business, and she said, I'm not about business. So she was got on a roll where she wanted to get a doll into every child's child's hand that had a deployed parent. And so she had to step out and speak in front of large groups like the Kiwanis Club and the American Legion. And she said, if you'd ever told me, you know, 2 years ago I'd be speaking in front of large groups, I would have said you're out of your mind. But the passion was there, so she did it, and huge personal growth.
Well, I think if anyone would have told Wendy and I 3 years ago that we would have had a radio show talking to other Navy wives as, you know, what we chose to do is, you know, like a job, I think we would have laughed.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we would have. Would you have believed it, Wendy?
Well, no. And
not
and
a radio
I first
show.
I told you, you did laugh.
I did laugh. Wendy called me, and we've always had this idea. We've always wanted to write, and we've always loved the website idea, and we've always said that, you know, and I think every military spouse could do this. We've always said that our stories could make a book. And I think that everybody's, you know, journey in this life could make
Absolutely.
A book. And it'd be a very interesting one at that. Sometimes very humorous, sometimes, you know, a little hard, you know, breaking, but everyone really could write a book out of this life. And I just love sharing those stories. So I completely understood the whole website, and I thought it was great what we were going to be doing. And Wendy calls me one day, and she goes, how do you think about being on the radio? And I thought she was crazy. But it has ended up being something that we love, and it's a passion of ours, and we've gotten to meet so many amazing people. And, you know, it's our life, and whether that's always been my philosophy, and that I always tell the new wives, you know, that you have your own life, and your husband is going to come and go out of it. Don't make your life revolving around him. Instead, make your life your own, and so that you have something to have and hold on to,
yeah.
And include your hobbies and all your interests, and then he's going to come in and out of it, and that's okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And your lives will intertwine, but you are your own person.
And the other big part of that is that if you don't do that, and this is how I was at first. When the first place that we were located, and I couldn't find a job, and so I was miserable, and I didn't connect to people, and I was depending on my husband for my whole social outlet. So, you know, he'd be coming home exhausted, And I'd been sitting there all day, and I'd be sobbing and going, you know, I want to go out. I want to do something, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like I was putting this big burden on him because he felt bad. And that's the other thing is if you're dependent on your spouse, you know, for your whole how you feel about your life, that's a big burden for them. And they don't have a lot of control over their hours in many cases. And so,
no.
You know, it's not like he could come home at a decent hour just because he knew I was unhappy.
Yeah, just because you were missing him.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it is really important to have something for yourself. It is really important to create community. And that's where, you know, the thing that's so wonderful about this military life is you are forced into creating community to a much wider realm of our population than you might have ever done living in one place. And
community is a good word to use.
It enriches your life incredibly.
I've always said that a military family is even better than your own family. And I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening. I don't mean it, you know, that way, but I mean it as in that, you know, you're born with a family, but a military family is so much more than that because you choose it.
Exactly.
And you get to, I mean, I just think that is the coolest, most amazing thing that you get to choose who your family is. I mean, we don't have that luxury, you know, when we're born with someone, you know, as our parents, as our siblings. But, I mean, here we get to choose our family, you know, and so when our husbands are deployed and such, I mean, we have that family that we chose. And you cherish them so much, and they'll be your family forever because you chose them. You don't, you know, just push them to the side and call them only at Christmas.
Right.
So it's very important. But,
Maria, I'd like to encourage both of you to write the books. And Kathy and I, when we first jumped out there were just a few military spouse books, and we went to a couple publishers. They said, well, I'm sorry, we can't publish your book where there's already a military spouse book out there. And I'm going, well, there's like one, two.
One's going to be enough for everybody? Sure.
You know, like, okay, let's talk about diet books, and let's talk about cookbooks. Let's talk about, I mean, come on, romance novels. So we were thinking, oh, my goodness. And so it has, in the last, let's say, 5 years, there has been a wonderful array of books that have come out. And they're all very good in sharing their stories. There's wonderful books out there, and you've interviewed many of them already. And so and children's books are needed. And here is Kathy's eyes. We want to know what we're going to be doing next.
If I could interject, I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to The Subwives on Navy Wife Radio, and today we're talking to Holly Shearer and Kathy Hightower, motivational speakers and authors of the book Help, I'm a Military Spouse, I Get a Life Too. You can find their information on our website, submarinewife.com, or on their site, militaryspousehelp.com. We're going to play a quick note from our sponsors, so if you both will just hang with us on the line, we'll be right back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
This is the Chief from AskTheChief.com, and you're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio. If you have a Navy-related question, visit our website at AskTheChief.com, where we've been keeping sailors informed for over 5 years now.
Okay, we're back. What do you think of our little promo there, Marie?
That was cool.
Wasn't that cool? We're getting so sophisticated now.
Oh, I think it was great.
Yeah. Moving on up.
I felt like I should be doing jumping jacks.
Get out and run right now.
I felt very inspired. I felt like I was in boot camp, though.
We got us a little more. We got our energy level back up again.
That's good. Oh, gosh.
I hadn't heard that one before, so I apologize for my giggling.
That's great.
Oh, but yes, well, I just have to say, though, that we just enjoy meeting other people that have a positive message because, like I said before, too, people focus on the wrong things. So I just love that your books, your seminars, everything, I think it brings out the positives. And I try to tell them because, I mean, I love our military life. Absolutely have loved it. I've enjoyed it. And people are shocked when they hear that. And I don't understand why.
Well, here's one thing, you know. We are very concerned that we don't want people to think, oh, you know, they're Pollyannas. It's all wonderful. Because it's not. I mean, there are major challenges about this life. And what we realized is you have two choices. You can either focus on what's really challenging and negative about it, which is what some people do, and I've done it in my past, so I know.
I think everybody has.
You know, you wallow, and then you join the Ain't It Awful Club, and then, you know, you're just complaining.
Who's got it worse? The,
right.
The deployment club, as I call it. You know, the, oh, my deployment's, you know, who has it worse?
You can do that, and then what happens is you slide into really negative actions and thinking, and it makes your life worse. So, you know, what are the options? The options are, okay, this is it, and this is what we're dealing with right now, and how can we make it, you know, work for us? And so that's sort of, we just want to stress
that.
Well,
in your book, you had that one, there's so many little nuggets in there, but one of my favorites was, you call it the just for today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for today, I'll work out, or just for, you know, you focus on the day of today.
One day at a time.
Instead of, I need to lose, you know, 30 pounds, just for today I'm going to work out.
Exactly. You know, and small things. You know,
yeah, it's very small.
It doesn't have to be anything big, and but it's the making conscious choices and realizing if you're starting to slide into some kind of negativity and all, and to step out of that. And sometimes that takes getting help from friends to do that. Which is why it always helps to find some real, you know, upbeat friends.
Well, you know what? You attract what you are. And if you're going to be negative and if you're sunken into depression, you really pull those people towards you, the other negative people, the people that are going to, you know, we call, Wendy and I have a theory, too, on calling the right friend. And Wendy started this. And it makes perfect sense. She says you're going to call the person that you want the right answer from. Is that how you say it, Wendy?
Yes.
Like if
like
you...
Like so Marie's calling to complain about, you know, something that I disagree with, I'll tell her, you're calling the wrong friend.
That's right, because I know when I call her, I already know in the back of my mind what answer I'm going to get. So if I want a certain answer, I'm going to call that friend. And I just think that people kind of do that, you know, you get stuck in that. And you also get stuck in the fact that if you're a negative person, you're going to have negative friends. And you have to remember that the better things you do, the better people you're going to attract. And those are the kind of friends you need and want.
And another concept, we have this concept in our book called a Dare to Dream team, or a possibility group, is to start a group of people.
Oh, yeah, I love
people.
That idea. Yeah.
And the reason it's worked so well is, as one woman said, not everyone is depressed at the same time.
So, if we were, that wouldn't be good either.
Exactly. So, you know, you might have a down day, but then you've got these friends to help lift you up. And then when they're having a down day, you're there to lift them up. And that's, it really does make a difference.
Well, the purpose of the group is to help each other move forward in life.
Yeah.
And to not get stuck in that moment. Because it's very easy to get stuck in that moment, that down point.
And it is. And it, you know, it helps to have friends who can really recognize, because you can, you know, depression is a real thing for some people, and I've been through it myself, and I know. And sometimes when you get into that mode, the last thing you can do is reach out. And so sometimes that's when you need friends to step in and, you know, and
pull you out.
Acknowledge that for you. You know, one thing we would love to ask your listeners, we are on a mission. And this is one of the things that we are determined is going to happen in our lifetime. And we can use the help of everyone listening in. You know, when we go to do workshops, we have a resource table. We show all the books that are out there for military spouses and for military children, and there's some really, really good ones.
Yes.
And then when people say, where can we get them, we have to say, go to Amazon, which is great. Amazon is handy. However, if you buy something at Amazon, none of the money from that purchase goes back into the military community, whereas if you buy something at the exchange, a percentage goes back into the military community for all these programs that are
yes.
important to us.
Life so, shades of green.
Right. So we're on a mission to get a permanent family and a spouse and children's book and resource section in every single military exchange. And we've worked with the National Military Family Association. They totally agree that that should be the case. We've sent proposals to all of the heads of all the exchanges. But it's not an easy thing to happen because of the distributor system and all. However, and there are a lot of people working on this, but our thinking is if every single military spouse would walk into their exchange and say to the manager, where's the military spouse book section? Where's the military children's book section?
Absolutely.
The grassroots thing would eventually also have it coming from, you know, it's one thing to be going to the heads, which hopefully will have some impact, but, it, you know, I think it's going to take that kind of an impetus. We're starting to hear things might be happening on with one of the exchanges, but just so we're just asking that because it only makes sense.
Well, Wendy and I have talked about it, and we completely agree with that. And we would more than be happy to support that movement because we feel the same way. And we've actually talked about that when we've been trying to get books. Like, and when I was looking for your book, you know, I hated that when I walked into this, you know, exchange, I could see the reading list for the guys, and there was a whole great reading list for Underway and Deployments, and there wasn't one book there for me unless I wanted to read something about politics.
Exactly. Or the one or two books are hidden in the military history section, and how many of us are going there looking for our help?
I don't even have them. My exchange doesn't even have them. They have some history books, but it's all in one spot, and there isn't one wife book right now in my exchange.
Yeah, and I would like to encourage any of your listeners out there that are writers that want to write children's books, because that is an avenue or a need that we could use. I read to my children when they were preschoolers all the time, and Daddy's Gone all the time. And having those books that my children can relate to, I'm encouraging everybody, write those books too.
You know, my mother always wanted to write children's books, and I have always told her to do it, and she's an artist too, and I keep telling her to do it. So maybe I can push her now into her, you know, because now she's grandma. Maybe that'll hit the heart a little bit stronger, and I can get her to start doing it. Because you know those grandchildren, you can't say no to them.
That's right. There you go. Good call, Maria.
It would be great to have a book for kids about the fact that their grandparents, in most cases for the military, are living far away, that there's something about the connection.
That is a wonderful idea, and my parents are 1,000 miles away, and my kids talk at least once a week about how far their grandparents are away and how close they are to them, but, you know, talking by phone and video phone and such.
So there
you
go.
Good idea. Perfect idea. I will pass it along, and when we get our new website up and running, we'll have to put that on our we'll have to make kind of like a petitioner's list, I think we should make.
Yeah.
But when we mention this to people, people always say, well, duh. I mean, if you want a book for military spouses or military children, where do you go? Well, probably I'd go to the exchange, right? Duh, no.
And that's awful because that is the first place that you would think to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, and it just boggles our mind that it doesn't exist yet. So we just know that there's this big movement. But I think if every single person would go in and ask, you know, it would start that whole thing rolling even more. Because, you know, it's one thing for the command if they start hearing it from their managers, you know, we need to set up a section, we need to set up a section. And so, you know, we would just like to ask if anyone's listening to go to your exchange tomorrow and say, where's your military spouse book section? Then every time you go to another exchange, ask again. And be looking for it. Hopefully we'll have a big celebration kickoff at some point. And
that would be great. Well, that and even write letters for those people that maybe they can't get in. Write letters to your exchange. Write it to the manager and make sure you make copies of your letters. You can use it on your computer. It wouldn't take much time. And you could send out letter after letter by hitting print.
There we go.
It wouldn't be hard. You just sign it, date it, and you're just asking for them to fill the need.
Yeah. You know, I mean, because we're their only clients. Come on.
Well, you would just think, especially on bases such as mine where it is, you know, I live on a submarine base. Those guys are not, you know, the boats don't stay here. Yeah. I mean, they're not here to look at. You would think that they would catch on that these women are left here. I mean, that's, Wendy, I know I'm not that always the nicest one, but I just can't understand the density, you know, how dense someone could be to not understand. I mean, my husband's boat's going to be forward deployed. We're actually the home base, which means there's going to be groups of women here for long, extended periods of time, and the boat won't even be here, you would think.
Yeah, that's what we keep saying.
So, yes, a deployment book would be available.
Well, we're on your team. We'll help you.
Absolutely.
That whole thing. I know we're running out of time, but there's a couple things I wanted to ask before we completely run out of time. And I know, Kathy, you just came back from Germany, and you did a couple of book signings there. And I read your interview with Terry Barnes on the Stars and Stripes website, StarStripes.com, right? StarStripes.com?
Yes.
And her blog, Spouse Call, over there. And so tell us a little bit about that and what was your experience?
That had to be exciting.
It was very exciting. And two of the biggest things to me was meeting Terry, who just happened to see a sign and cut her family weekend short by an hour or two so she could come over and see me.
She'll be here in September,
I'm
really excited to chat with her.
She is great. And then I also met Janet Farley, who has the book out on mobile careers for military spouses. She and her daughter came up to say hi. And then just, you know, I met some other people who said, oh, I've been reading your column, and that to us is so exciting. The most exciting thing to me was that, you know, we've had the book out in the first edition for almost 2 years, but we've been traveling so much we haven't done much marketing, and it was a print-on-demand, which is hard to get into any kind of an exchange. So we've always done books signings or sales where it was a consignment commission, you know, where we brought the books, we carried the books, and paid a percentage to the exchange, and we couldn't be in the exchange. We had to be outside of it. So this is the very first time that I saw our book on the shelves.
Oh, wow.
That is exciting.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
It was very exciting. And in one place, I was so excited. Most of the places had it in the military history section, but at Shape Exchange, they had some in the military history section, and then five of them were in the self-help section next to a Dr. Laura book, of all things. But
Oh, gosh.
So I was taking pictures.
Don't get me started on Dr. Laura. That's another show.
No.
But I was so excited. So that was huge for me.
So did you take all the books from the history section and run them over to the other side?
Well, actually what I did is I asked each of the managers that I stopped. I said, you know, it is a good idea to have some in the military history section because the military member may see it and think, oh, this would be good for my spouse.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we want that. But then the other and the bulk of them really need to be in the self-help section.
Yes.
That's
so
where
leave
I would
a few over there, but run the other ones over to the other side of the store.
And so, that was pretty exciting. And plus it was just exciting. I got to see friends. And I got to see a big banner with my photo on it outside the...
How did that make you feel? Now, I would have mixed feelings about that.
Oh, my gosh. It was very weird. You know, because for one thing, you know, you're in Europe, you're trying to keep a low profile. You know?
Not to attention to yourself, and you've got a huge glowing arrow pointing at
you know,
pretty
yeah.
much.
I mean, it was a little interesting in that, from that aspect, but just... you know, for somebody who's, we've wanted to do this book for so long, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm a real author.
Now, speaking of, you know, being a real author, what is your average day like for you, and how do you do the balance of writing? When, you know, when do you write, and you have your husband and the military lifestyle? How does that all, you know, work for you now?
Well, it's always challenging. I think everybody deals with this, and we are working on another book, which I did want to say, we're working on a book that is tentatively called Military Spouses Who Dare to Dream, Real Life Success Stories. And we're just, you know, sharing.
Oh, that's exciting.
Stories. I love success stories.
And like, you two need to be in it. And we're looking for people to write in. I mean, we've been collecting stories of people that have been doing community programs or parenting programs or, you know, businesses or careers or you know, major hobby things that they've managed to pursue as they move. And so we're just trying to show people that, you know, real life. But have we done a lot of writing on that? No, but we have file folders full of the names and, you know, notes. And
yeah, that's how how it starts.
That's
yeah,
how it
exactly.
starts. Zig Ziglar, I love Zig Ziglar, and
yeah,
he always he preaches, you know, it takes him 1 year to research a book, 1 year to write it, and 1 year to promote it.
Yeah.
So it's, and then he starts the process all over again.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy and I started with a notebook, just our favorite quotes, and say we have a quote book.
Yeah.
And from that, okay, go ahead and laugh, Wendy. But from that quote book, what we did is we wrote down just a quotes that we have over the years that we've collected. Some of them are from ourselves, some of them are from other people, and each quote triggers a whole story.
Exactly. Yes.
And so we've actually kept notebooks, and we have a lot of things written down, but it's definitely not in a any kind of a format yet.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. I mean, that's how we started. We put it in a binder, and then we would just keep inserting pieces of paper and notes and things written on all kinds of little things, and then brainstorm the actual order of it, and then, you know, sort of would each take a piece of it and start writing. And so it's just a mix of trying to balance, because we're still traveling for workshops. We were going to say these are not firm, but it looks like we will be doing a program at the AUSA convention in D.C. in October, and possibly keynoting the Hawaii Joint Spouse Conference in October and the Fort Irwin, California Joint Spouse Conference. So if any of your listeners are in those areas or know friends, please tell them to come see us, because we'd love to meet them.
Well,
yes, we were going to ask you where you're going to be next. So you have an appearance tab or something on your website, don't you?
Have we updated that recently? No, but we will be.
Okay.
Probably our biggest challenge.
Well, you know, most of our listeners, too, are the newest and youngest coming into the Navy. We have a lot of, we call them the been there, done that wives, you know, got the T-shirt wives. But we have a lot of new and young wives, you know, new mothers, a lot of women first expecting, and just starting out. And we wanted to know what would be, for both of you, each your one piece of advice for them, if you could tell them anything, just something to share with them about, maybe just something, a positive word of advice just to give to them.
I have two little things. Number one was when I kept trying to figure out how my own life, the one word that really helped me was breathe.
Oh, I say that a lot. I have to tell Wendy just to breathe.
Breathe and then see the possibilities. See the possibilities.
Oh, I like that.
No matter where you are in whatever situation, see the possibilities of what is possible.
Yeah, in fact, we always say we have to learn to constantly ask ourselves the question, what can we do here? What is available here that isn't available anyplace else or in this situation that I can tap into? Because it's so easy to focus on what isn't possible. And it just takes shifting that mindset to say what is possible here to open things up. And I would add to that to the whole thing about being yourself, because our military community is so strong because we all bring different strengths to the table. And the research shows
very diverse.
It's using your strengths for the greater good in some way that brings happiness in life. So rather than focusing on what you think are your weaknesses, focus on your strengths and work from there. And make a friend right away, you know. And one easy way to do that is to look out and see who else is new and is, you know, maybe doesn't know people, and go over and introduce yourself. Or ask for a job. Go to one of the spouse meetings and say, can I, you know, help people sign in, or can I take photos, or, you know, give me a job. If you're an introvert like me, that's always helpful because then you have a reason to talk to people.
Well, yeah, I joined the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, and I have to say it was one of the best things I ever did.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful. And I think when you put yourself out there like that, especially for I was always an introvert too, and I have to say that Wendy is one of the few people that's drug me out
you
of
were?
It. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wendy's like, I can't get her to stop calling me 10 times a day, but she says she was an introvert. I know. It's baffling. And now here we are doing radio shows and, you know, going and doing public speaking. But, you know, who would have guessed?
Exactly. And it is stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Oh, absolutely.
To help somebody else or to ask a question. And usually if you have a question, other people have that question too. So, you know, there are so many great resources available now. And I do say, you know, read some of these books as a new spouse because you'll learn about things that you have no idea. A lot of these things took us 10, 15 years to find out about. You know, why waste that time? You know, find out early. You know, there's some... The other thing besides the books is every service has a Military Life 101 type of course.
Yeah, well, usually it's and for the Navy, it's called the Compass course.
Exactly.
And you come onto base.
Exactly.
And women, I have to say, though, that the commands, you know, it's not always the, you can't always point a finger at someone. You really have to look for yourself sometimes for resources because for us here, the commands really didn't tell, it wasn't known about. These courses for new wives when you came on base. I know that I was absolutely lost as a new wife here on this base, you know, over 5 years ago. And I had no idea they had such a course.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one thing that ties into that, and this is a very important point, is if you're on one base and you, say, go to ask about the Compass course or you go to ask about, say, a spouse employment program, and you don't find really good resources, don't think that that's going to be the case at every single base.
No.
Because it all depends on the people that are running those programs. And you can go from, you know, what happens so often is people think, oh, that they don't have anything for me. And then they never ask again. And maybe the next place to go has the best program in the country, you know, and they're missing out on that. So do step out and ask, because a lot of places have really good orientation programs for the area that you're in, especially if you're overseas. So you can understand the culture, the Compass program and its links in the Marine Corps and Army Family Team Building for the Army. That, you know, those teach you a lot of the basics, and it's a great way to meet people because it's usually other people that are relatively new too, and it's an easier, you know, way to step in and meet someone.
Right. Well, I want to remind everyone that you've been listening to Navy Wife Radio. And we've been chatting with Kathy and Holly. You can learn more about their website about what they do in their book at their website, militaryspousehelp.com. Our live feed is going to pop off in about 30 seconds, so I just want to take a moment to tell all of our live listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to continue on to the archives here in just a moment and wrap up, but I just want to say thank you to, again, to all of our live listeners. You can download the show 1 hour after airtime for the complete version.
So that they'll get to hear our feed after the drop-off.
Yeah.
We kind of have our own after-the-show thing going on, kind of like Oprah.
Very good.
We've started this new thing. I keep telling Wendy that we need to start having a bottle of wine or something and, you know, slippers to slip on and do our own after-the-show where right now we're after the show. So, see, now everybody can relax, take your seat, relax. And I keep telling her that that is when we should be able to go back onto subjects, you know, that we touched on earlier in the show, and maybe if it was political or we want to talk a little bit more about it or have call-ins and have more of a debate, that we could do a little after the show and then actually speak freely instead of, you know.
How fun would that be? That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. So I told her we should have our own after the show. So I think well, that's what we're in now. So
good. Thank you all.
Well, you guys are wonderful. That was amazing to me that you can just set this up and have it working.
That's still in the process.
And to our husbands.
Our husbands, actually, I think they still wonder what we do. I know mine does, but, you know, we really enjoy it. We have a great time doing this, and we have some great listeners. We always get great feedback. We had so much excitement about you ladies coming on from our listeners. They couldn't wait to hear you guys. So we have to say that we're enjoying what we do, and we have fun doing it, and we saw that's our kind of our motto. We saw a need and we decided to fill it.
You're doing great. And you know, another exciting thing about this, and I mean, we're so thankful that the world has changed as far as the internet goes now.
Yes.
I mean, Holly and I have been doing, you know, projects together, writing together, doing other things together since 1993, and we've only lived in one place for 9 months
together
at the same place.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's been our way to stay connected, and it's been incredible, you know. I mean, it's a great excuse to be on the phone. Greg's always saying, my husband's always saying, you talk to her more than you talk to me. It's a business call. I have to.
Oh, yeah. We get to use
that
excuse a lot.
Oh, we need to use that, Marie. It's a business call.
Oh, Wendy, that's what I've been telling my husband. I say, oh, we're talking about work, honey. I have to take this, you know.
Right.
We're working tonight.
That's
I mean,
true.
I think I take up every Tuesday evening with Wendy just, you know, and we don't talk about anything. We try not to talk about the show prior to our show because maybe we tell a funny story. And we found that we were laughing and having much more fun before the show started because we would tell all the good stuff to each other. And then when we went to tell it again, it wasn't as funny. So we decided not to talk about our show really beforehand. So we are kind of spontaneous that way, is the word.
Great.
Well, it's fabulous.
Which people say.
Fun.
Well, yeah, we how did we take that when people said we were spontaneous and unpredictable, and what was the other word? Do you remember?
You know, I just, the word spontaneous comes to mind. It was a Navy dad said, he left us a comment on our website, I just love your show. You ladies are great. I love the your spontaneous look on life or whatever. And we said, is that a compliment or not?
I said, I think that means we're unorganized. I think that's what it means. I think it means that we sound like we're unorganized. But, you know, so many people take such a professional approach. And we thought that we had so much fun as girlfriends.
Yeah.
And we wanted to share that with other people. We wanted to show them that there wasn't always negativity. There wasn't always something bad about a wives group or something else. We were trying to show them that you can have fun and we can be your girlfriends. Long distance.
Yeah, and you know,
that's great.
The biggest compliment I think we ever got was when somebody said that reading our book was like sitting down with a good girlfriend and having a talk. And I said, that's what we're striving for, too, because that's what it's
That
all
was
about.
Our favorite comment. We had a girl say, you know, you too. It's like, so, you know, she loved, oh, we had another comment that was she loved having coffee with us.
Perfect. Oh, isn't that fun? Everyone's sitting down having a cup of coffee and listening to you like.
Oh, that's so great.
That's great.
That's like back in the 40s.
I know, and I told, and Wendy and I are so funny because we can't get over that people want to, we at the beginning we were like, people actually are listening. Like we would look at our sets and we'd have these hundreds of people, women listening to us, and we were just thinking to ourselves, you know, gosh, we knew that we enjoyed each other. We didn't know so many other people would enjoy it as much as we did. So we get such a kick out of that still. Right. That, you know, we are doing something that other people like. So that makes us feel good. And that's why I think we keep doing it, even though I think we do it whether they were listening or not.
Yeah. That's what Kathy and I have always said.
That's what we always said.
With our workshops. You know,
we didn't know if we'd ever actually do a workshop. It didn't matter. We were learning so much and having such a good time doing all the research that it was like, you know, okay. So, you know, I have to apologize if we the challenge of interviewing two people is that when one of us is talking, the other one's going, oh, I want to be sure to add this, and then we jump in, and I realize you didn't even get to announce who your next interviews were, and you were going to do that during the show. So sorry if we just kept
No. I mean, our show when people listen to this via the archives, and that's really where the bulk of our listeners come from.
Mm-hmm.
We will still announce our next shows. We have a few minutes at the end that we always save. So. Don't worry.
Nope.
And,
oh no, we're thankful. We're just honored
just
that you wanted to stay. Yeah,
we just
love the fact that you guys are like other our girlfriends right now, and that we can sit and chat. And we enjoy that. So we never want to end that kind of conversation. And I think that's what people enjoy about it is because we're definitely not professional. And I mean that in a good way.
Well, you are professional.
We're relaxed. We're very relaxed
and very much. Listening to a friend.
And we don't take ourselves too seriously, and we definitely laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
We've had many laugh at ourselves moments.
Well, that was lots of fun. It really was. Well, who are you having next week?
Well, okay, brace yourselves. We've been talking about this person for weeks.
I'm so excited about this. You guys should call in
and
ask some questions.
And they were there in San Diego. Okay, remember when we were in San Diego, and you guys were so great because you had kind of a impromptu guest interrupt you during your keynote, and you guys just rolled with it, and I just thought that was awesome.
That takes a lot of grace.
Yes. Well, Billy Blanks is going to be here next week.
Oh, cool.
On the 24th.
Cool.
We're so excited. I can't even
we got to call it and interrupt, Kathy.
Yeah.
You all
remember us?
Oh, he was amazing.
Wasn't he amazing? He was just, you know, didn't even know he was going to, you know, speak. And he was downstairs, you know, giving an appearance at the Health Expo, the Rite Aid Health Expo. And I think someone from USAA or Hattie Kaufman went down and said, hey, do you know you have a room full of military spouses upstairs? And they asked him and, you know, someone else that was there. And he said yes and came upstairs and talked to everyone off the cuff. And
he was heartfelt.
He kind of gave you goosebumps. He was, you know, it's an honor to be in the presence of all you military spouses. And I respect, you know, what your husbands do and how you support them. And just
we're honored that he's just taking the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he definitely has a schedule.
Yeah.
Very small one at that.
I would bet.
So
he's going to be here with his daughter, Shelly, will be here too.
And she's just awesome.
Yeah, he's going to go visit the troops in Iraq in November, they told me.
And she's going too, correct? Shelly's going.
And they've been three times already, I believe.
Wow.
And he's going again. And so he's going to come on and talk about that. And
We
want to talk to him about doing a DVD with military spouses.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
deployment. That's Marie's idea.
Yeah, my idea was I asked if he could do a deployment video and he could stage it maybe on an aircraft carrier.
Oh, wow.
We need something inspirational, you know, because so many women, that's one of their biggest goals when their husband leaves because they use that free time that normally they would spend with their spouse, you know, that at the time they use for other things. And a lot of women have a lot of success stories about losing weight during deployments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I just thought, what a great idea would it be to base a workout video based on a certain like month, like instead of it being basic, you know, or beginner basic, and then advanced, it'd be based on a 3, 6, 9 month deployment.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought, how cool that would be to have those steps so that you could base your workout on that time frame.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you guys end up doing that on an aircraft carrier, we want to come because one of our goals in life is to speak on an aircraft carrier. Neither one of us has ever been on one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Is that kind of like your, in your book, you talk about your 101 list.
Right.
That's one of our things.
Marie, we got to do that, Marie. We have to have a list, 101 things that we want to.
Do we each get 101 things, or do we combined have to have 101?
own.
Just for you.
Just for you. And they can be big and little, and, you know, some of them.
I love that.
What happens is some of them you look later and go, I wouldn't want to do that anyway. And others, it's like, oh, my gosh, that happened.
Because you kind of have it. Like, my husband and I have that. It's kind of a spoken thing that we have this list of things that we want to do. But, I don't know why we've never thought about writing it down. I mean, we talked about doing we also have on our site coming up, we have a favorite things page that we're going to put up.
Uh-huh.
And we would love for people like you ladies to come onto it and add your own favorite things list, whether it's from little materialistic things to favorite things to do. It's just maybe your top 10 favorite things. Almost kind of like how you can have you guys are like our celebrities. See, almost like how celebrities have their top favorite song list and top favorite whatever list, shopping list.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, so we're going to have a favorites page for people to find out your favorite, kind of like Oprah's favorite thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, we're taking that idea and going to run with it and.
Cool.
Going to do a favorite things. Except we hope maybe someday we'll have sponsors that will actually let us give away things like Oprah. But for right now, it's just a list. We're not going to be getting to give everyone a free, Apple iPod. It's our favorite thing.
Well, I have loved working with Kathy. I think we've had other people come up and ask about, being speakers and being writers. And I cannot imagine doing this all by myself and how
exactly.
fun it has been to do this journey with Kathy. And she's my, real kindred spirit to me, as we've grown over the years as well. But so for you and Maria,
partnering like that makes us, because there's no way that either one of us could, there's some weeks, Holly's kids have things that there's no way she could be doing something, and then I pick up the slack, and then there are weeks that I'm traveling or gone or doing something else, and Holly picks up the slack.
We just had this conversation actually before.
Did.
We were just talking about the exact same thing before the show. We were talking about how. We are so lucky to have each other because we can't imagine doing it. Because Wendy had to do the show last week without me, and I said, you sounded great. but we say
that
how
much fun.
We pick up the slack, but we can't imagine just doing the show by ourselves. And we do the same thing that you guys do. We're constantly chiming in, and we can always add to the other person's comments because we feed off of each other.
Right. And it's been just fun. I mean, it's made things, because, and then when we've had things go wrong, like we were laughing so hard, we were going to share this story, but we ran out of time to even think of it. But one of the very first times when, I'd been doing presentations myself in the civilian world, and so when Holly and I decided to partner up and do these things, the very first time we were going to partner, we decided we didn't want to say, and now Holly will say, and now Kathy will say. So we had this line, and we said, so when I say this line, then Holly, you step in on that piece, right?
Oh, you guys are so much more organized than we were.
Well, wait till you hear what happened. We thought that was really smart. What we didn't notice is that I say that line about 5 or 6 times before the point when she's supposed to step in.
I'm jumping in.
Oh, God.
Holly's sort of leaning back and, because she knows it's not going to be for a while. And all of a sudden in her subconscious, she hears me say this line, and she jumps in, and I'm like, face was like, what the heck are you doing?
Behave yourself and be quiet one time.
So afterwards, we beat ourselves up at first, and then we said, oh, well, listen to what we're saying here. Oh, my God. Now, now our big line is, well, that didn't work.
That didn't work. Oh, well.
We'll find something else to do. Oh, man, we have some amazing stories of things that, the weird things that happen behind the scenes, I'm sure you have just as many, especially working from home with the radio thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're kind of excited because we're going to have our first live event. We haven't given it a name yet, but we have a date, October 6th. We're going to have, even if it's just me and Marie and Sarah Smiley, because that's who is going to join us, even if it's just us three drinking wine coolers on the beach.
On the beach, we just playing truth or lie, we decided.
But it's October 6th, and so we've never done this before.
We've been to functions.
Kind of thing. We've done wise group things, and
we put
planned
together
ladies
a whole
night
ladies' night out,
like
and
that.
It was quite a large fun. That was pretty good.
Yes, but we didn't really get up and actually, well,
No, you made me get up and speak.
So
we got there that night, and Wendy hands me the paper, and I said, "What's this for?" And she goes, "You're going to read it." I said, "No, wait, when did we?" Yeah, and then, of course, yeah, we're in the friendship goes on.
We had fun. So, yeah, we're going to do
it. We had fun. I like how she
does
that.
October 6th. Oh, yeah. Wish us luck.
And then you guys are going to be, where are you guys going to be that first week of October?
I think that's when we're at AUSA in D.C. Let me see real quick here.
You guys, can you make it down to Jacksonville October 6th?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, we're much more fun than whatever you're going to be doing in Washington, yeah. D.C., you know.
Well, I think what it is we're on the way to, I think we speak on the 8th, October 8th. I'm not sure. We don't have a definite yet from our publisher who's setting that particular thing up.
Well, tell them you want to do it a week later.
Yeah,
come
the whole AUSA
for some fun. I'm telling you, truth or lie, wine coolers,
fun.
You know, little. What did we have last time we did that? We had Wendy and I had a little mini celebration on a pier, and we each had a mini champagne bottle from World Market, and we had little straws with sparklers on the end of them.
Great.
And we sat there with curly straws on a pier.
Oh. Wow.
And just sat there. I don't know. We have pictures of us just laughing. I think that's all we did.
Well, and that's, you know, someday when we're all together, we'll saber a bottle of champagne for you. That's our
celebration. That would be wonderful.
That's a pretty fun thing to see. Yeah.
You guys are just great. We just have loved having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
This is great, and we love being part of it. And I really have enjoyed getting to know Wendy, too, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. You get to see her now. She moved away from me.
Well, my son just said that, "Mom, Christian is such a nice boy. He's like the nicest guy I've ever met. He's so nice."
He's a charmer. Be careful. He'll.
Oh, he's a doll.
He's the sweetest.
Well, here's what I want to visualize, that we all get to meet each other on an aircraft carrier at some big event.
Well, we can do that. That should be on our list.
And, you know, Sarah's surfaced, so she can hook that up.
I think we need to do a three-way call with Sarah.
Yeah.
We need to see Sarah. You know, she has all kinds of hookups like that.
Exactly.
She's a great gal.
She's great. She is such a good writer.
She's such a good writer. She's just as down to earth as you ladies are, and we are. And she's just so much fun just to talk to. And I don't know if we could all be on an aircraft carrier together. We might get in trouble.
Well, we could be on it for a short time and then go off and have fun.
That's right. I think we might get in trouble. But maybe we could get it. How are you ladies about being in the Tybo video? Maybe we could actually. I mean, we're not very good at it.
I'm the one who needs it.
We all need it.
I'm all up for that. I'm up for that.
Well, maybe, I don't know what Billy Blanks would allow us to do. Maybe if we throw the idea to him, we'll volunteer to be in the video, but they might cut us out for the actual, you know.
Whatever gets
we'll be the person in the back that's always, you know, like they always have the older person in the back.
That would be us.
Yeah, well, you know, the person that only does half the moves, you know, where they're like, put your leg up all the way to the side and she can only lift it foot off the ground.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That we can do the beginner moves, can't we?
Yeah, we could do it.
Okay, well,
I have to sign off. My children are begging me to say goodnight, so I got to go.
Well, thank you so much, ladies.
I want to say thank you to both of you,
Yes.
Holly and Kathy, thank you so much. It was great meeting you. And
I
look forward
to it. You don't have to hang up, but I just have to go.
Well, I do too. But so we'll all meet at some point somewhere really fun.
Okay.
That's right. We will. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great night.
You too.
Have a great night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that was pretty awesome, don't you think?
We get to meet the coolest people. I mean, how can we? I don't understand how we got this job.
I don't know either. But you know what? I want to play our promo for Pat.
Yes.
And then we'll come right back to you guys, and then we'll tell you of our other special guest that's coming next week. So if you'll just bear with us, you're listening
to
The Subwives on Navy Wife Radio.
This is ET1, Pat Rabbi, the creator of Hey Shipwreck, and you're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Hi, Marie.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, that was fast. Just a quick little snippet. You know, he'll be here July 31st. I want to remind everybody of that. He's releasing his season finale, and he's going to release it here first and talk about it here first, so everyone mark your calendars.
Well, we have a lot of shows coming up.
So the other big news is everyone's favorite character on the show, Army Wives, Roxy. We have secured an interview with her, the actress Sally Pressman. Shane
Keir. Absolutely love her.
She really is everyone's favorite.
She has to be. I mean, how could you not love her? I mean, her character, her character is the kind of character that always says what you want to say, but never, you know, never do. She's the one that, you know, she's just so spontaneous and funny and down to earth. And I can't wait to see how much she resembles her character.
Yeah. So, and you know, I love her lines like, you know, open up your mouth and insert a shoe store when someone said something, you know.
Yeah, well, you just opened up your mouth, and I think she said something like, well, you just opened up your mouth and inserted a shoe store, didn't you? I just love that. Not a shoe, not a foot.
Yeah, so I want to tell everybody, we normally, like when school's in session, we did 2 shows a week, and then when summer started, we went down to 1 show. Well, we are going to have a special show on Thursday, the 26th of July, and that's the day that she'll be here, Sally Pressman from Army Wives. At 9 p.m. Eastern, so that's what we have coming up. So mark your calendar. We have the 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern is Billy Blanks, and then on the 26th, on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, is Sally Pressman, who plays Roxy on Lifetime TV series Army Wives.
And then on the 31st, of course, again, we'll have Pat, the creator of Hey Shipwreck.
Yep, on the 31st, Pat will be here. And then...
So the 24th, 26th, and 31st of this month, everybody needs to remember those numbers.
Yes.
Dates.
So set us to, you know, automatically download to your iPod. That way when there's a new episode coming, it just feeds when you, you know, sync your iPod, it just feeds in the new episode.
You know who I'm starting to think we're starting to resemble now?
Who?
Like Entertainment Tonight, you know, version of military.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen that show in a long time.
Well, you know, they always have the current news issues, and they've always got the celebrity updates. And with, you know, Roxy and Billy Blanks, and Pat's our own military celebrity, I mean, he's just going to be huge. He's already huge.
This should be sweeps week.
Our sweeps month. Oh,
because
gosh.
Because we've had such a good month of July, I can't imagine ever duplicating it.
Oh, don't say that. I think we will.
Well, I hope that we will. I'm just, yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, just awesome guests, and everyone's been so generous and so nice and open and candid. You know, big thank you again to Holly and Kathy who came on the show.
You know, and it's just
They're
amazing to me that we're getting to meet other people that, you know, and that was what we saw. We saw that, you know, a void. We saw something missing. And here are all these people that are right there with us filling that need. And I think that is so awesome that, you know, because of this, we've met these people. And we would have never probably met, you know, Kathy and Holly if it wasn't for this. So, and for all the other women that are listening, I mean, they're getting the same, you know, connection. They're getting to meet people that they would have maybe never have even heard about.
Right. And that's what we're here for, to give people, give our fellow military spouses a little snapshot.
That's right. And our newest, and something else that's coming up is our website.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes. So we have an amazing person creating, an amazing, very talented person creating, Mr. Ron. He's creating our website, and it should be finished soon.
Yes, it's going to be finished. And, you know, you and I have both seen, you know, the layout and the colors and all that stuff.
It's amazing.
We've picked all of our stuff out, and he's making it all work behind the scenes.
So, yeah, so if everybody, if you like the website, Wendy and I chose it, but if you don't like it, it was Ron.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that we had, I just was just saying when we were on vacation, I always thought that was cute when they say that. We had a bellman that helped us up to the room, and I'm sure he'll never get to hear this, but his name was Tyler, and he, you know, he says, you know, if I, you know, there's comment cards in here, and if I did a great job, I just want to remind you, my name is Tyler. If not, it's Ryan.
Oh, how sweet.
You know, and he would cover his name tag and he walked out. And I just thought that was funny. So, yeah. So if you like everything that we're doing, it was all our idea. If you don't, it was Ron's fault.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks, Ron.
What else can we tell everybody?
Well, besides our website, I mean, I don't know if we want to tell any of the features
yet. You know, we have a guest blogger I want to tell everybody.
Yes, we do.
Air Force wife, Julie.
Well, everybody's met Julie.
Yes, we met her a couple weeks ago.
She's the creator of Jenny Spouse.
She's the creator of Jenny Spouse, yes. And she is, she's going to do a guest post for us, and hopefully it's just the first of many.
That, and we might have her on as a guest host sometimes, too. We'd love to have her back again on the show. And We need to have her back just to talk about more things about living in Japan. And
I know.
We'll have a new series. I think
we ran out of time today, too.
I know. We're going to have to do a series, though, 1 month of locations. I would love to do that where we can have women and just interview some women from different just different duty stations and over all around the world. So if we get Japan, Italy, Spain, Germany, we can do, you know, even some.
You know, we have Alicia at Pearl Harbor.
Yes, we have Pearl Harbor. And then just
we have Terry Barnes. She lives in Germany.
Yes, and we need to do Washington and California and just do the different.
So if you're one, if you're listening to the show and if you're in one of these areas and you have, if you'd be open to coming on the show and sharing just a little bit about your.
Oh, Guam. Don't forget Guam.
Yes. Contact us. Just go to our website, submarinewife.com. Even when our new site is up, because we're switching to All Ahead Full will be the name on the new site.
Have we even said that? We just did, but
have
we said that before?
Mm-hmm. All Ahead Full. And but you'll be able to get to us both places, so we're not giving up one for the other. We're just growing because we've had such a great response and great feedback, and everyone's asking for it. So.
So we're going to deliver.
Yep. I also want to say I looked at the top search terms on our site.
Not again, because I just looked at it, and I don't even want to have anything to do with it. I think all these women.
Don't say that. But, okay, I just want to say the number one top search, we're going to post it on the site. So if you want to know what it is, you're going to have to go over and read it. And today's date is the 17th of July. So if you're listening via the archives, just search for today's date, and we're going to put a post up. To a link, because we've already answered the question. It's the number one thing people ask us.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe,
I'm starting to think there's something. I'm just starting to think there's something in the water, or there's something wrong with all of you ladies out there, because I just don't get it anymore. And I'm honestly starting to get tired of reading it because I can only handle it for so long. But I have to say, besides that one, that's going to be our top one. But did you look at some of the other ones that we had?
Well, I've forgotten them already. You're talking to the person that bought three bath mats for
all right,
three bathrooms
well,
out
Wendy,
of the same
Wendy's
thing.
Special.
I did not remember.
Well, Wendy's OCD seems to blur her vision.
Yeah.
And her memory a little bit. But not only did our well, – I'll save the main one if you can read it. But also we have deployment notice 3 hour.
Uh-oh.
3 hour deployment notice. I have to say to that woman, when you're searching for that, sweetheart, I don't think it's going to help you whatever you find if you have a three-hour deployment notice. So we have that came up for us, and a lot of Key West stuff is coming up.
Oh, yeah, huge Key West.
So, that was because of our Key West post. And who was that by?
Megan.
She did. So if you haven't read that about Key West, go on there and read that. And then we also have on here Fast Cruise Submarines, which, of course, are the that's fast boats. We have Lifetime TV and just a bunch of the other ones for our main ladies.
Yes, I know. So we're going to post that on the site, so you guys are going to have to go search over there at submarinewife.com. So, all right, Marie, well, we need to start wrapping up because we have a song to play on our show when we do our Army Wives show with Sally Preston.
Yes.
We've also secured... the gentleman that wrote the song, Is This Love?
Yes.
Which is featured on, the TV show Army Wives. He's going to call in that day and talk about how, the inspiration for the song and what it's like to have a song be so popular. He's kind of I think he's new. I don't know, maybe he'll come on and say, I've been doing this for 20 years and just,
Sometimes it takes a show or it takes one hit song to really get recognized. So even if he hasn't been doing this for a while, I'm just glad he's getting the recognition for the song because I love the song.
Absolutely, I love it too. So that show's going to take us out, and it's a couple minutes. So
okay, so we can...
Is This Love, and it's released, it's just been released on iTunes last week. So... for those of you that are listening that are going to, listen till the end of the show and you hear it and you remember, oh, yeah, I remember that song, you can download it via iTunes, 99 cents, I guess it is, to download it.
Yep, they're all songs for 99 cents.
Yep, and it's great.
Okay, well, before that, I will read then our disclaimer and stuff. And this show is being sponsored by thesubreport.com, your daily source for submarine news and events. Head on over to thesubreport.com today. And our disclaimer is we are not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly the author's. Should you require professional counseling, please seek a qualified professional. And that is it. Then you've been listening to The Subwives on Navy Wife Radio. And we are sponsored by SubmarineWife.com.
Yes, very good. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you next Tuesday at a special time of 2 p.m. Eastern with Billy Blanks. Right? Thanks, Marie.
Okay.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I know. I missed you, too. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Navy Wife Radio, and we're so excited to bring you a special announcement. We have a special show planned for you on July 26th, that's a Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're bringing to you, live from L.A., actress Sally Pressman, who plays the character Roxy, on the hit Lifetime series Army Wives, which are Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be taking your calls live, so be sure to set it on your plan of the day and join us. That would be live Thursday, July 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join us for a candid conversation about how she got the role, what's it like to be on the set of Army Wives, and what she has planned. That's Sally Pressman live on Navy Wife Radio, July 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Baby, do you dream of me? Is this love? Is this love? Baby, when I'm holding your hand, you know it makes me feel good just to walk along with you down the streets of my neighborhood. 'Cause when you're all with me, baby, that's world seems so kind. And every time
you've been listening to Is This Love by Thomas Anderson, which has just been released on iTunes.com. You can download it today. We encourage you to do so. We have it in our iPod. Get it on yours. Again, it's Is This Love by Thomas Anderson, now available on iTunes.
Baby, is this love?